23 hours.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Baby dies after sleeping from mother's back and falling into a well. In African news, illegal battles are funerals and government crackdowns in Kenya. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A two-month-old baby has drowned after sleeping from its mother's back and falling into a well in Kalambo village from Chifa Sokontwe's area in Milenge district. Rapula Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yui has confirmed the incident, identifying the deceased as Wisdom Ngandwe, a male juvenile. Yui explained that the baby was being carried on the back by his 19-year-old mother, Kalunga Changwe, using a chitenge wrapper when the incident occurred on Friday 4th July 2025, around 11 hours. According to police report filed at Milenge Police Post by baby's grandfather, Changwe Mantelo, 48, of Talai Village, the mother had gone to fetch water at a neighbor's well with a baby secured on her back. During the process, as the mother bent to draw water, the infant slipped out of the wrap and fell into the well. He said despite efforts to retrieve the baby from the well by villagers and police who rushed to the scene, the child was found lifeless in the water. The commanding officer observed that no foul play is suspected and the body has since been taken to the grandfather's residence for burial. He, however, said an inquiry file has been opened to establish the full circumstances surrounding the incident. Residents of Nshinso area in Mukushi district have expressed gratitude to the government for allocating over 800,000 kwacha towards the construction of a 1x3 classroom block at Kaloba Primary School. Area Councillor Edward Chuka, who spoke on behalf of the community, noted that the new classroom block will significantly enhance the learning environment for both pupils and teachers. Mr. Chuka emphasized the importance of a timely implementation, urging the local authority to ensure that construction works commence and are completed without delay. He further stated that improved infrastructure at Kaloba Primary School will contribute to better educational outcomes in the area.
Happy for what the government has done for Kaloba community. They have put up a 1x3 classroom block with lights. But though the other challenge is that the contractor was contracted to do that work is nowhere to be seen. So it's not completely done, such that it's not yet opened. So there are some areas which need to be touched. That is the painting, flooring, and other things. But now the contractor is out of sight, he's not even there. I encourage the local authorities to find out where that contractor has gone or terminate his contract. Then look for another person who can do the work better.
In a surprising turn of events, a graduate teacher in Kabwe Central Province has traded in his teaching career for a role as a casual worker on the Lusaka Ndola Dual Carriageway project. Our news crew caught up with Gideon Mukandawire, a 29-year-old, who has taken on this new challenge to provide for his family of six. He explained that after completing his teaching program, he faced the harsh reality of not being employed by the government. With limited options, Mr. Mukandawire joined a Chinese construction firm working on the dual carriageway project. Despite the difficulties, Mr. Mukandawire has made the most of his experience, acquiring a valuable construction and architectural skills over the past 8 months. He stated that these new skills have not only helped him survive, but have also shifted his career aspirations.
This job. For me, like I say, my profession is a teacher. But coming here, I'm ready to be even a level setter. I'm able to work like India.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZSCSA, has advised farmers to sell high-quality maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and millers, rather than selling contaminated or compromised maize. This call was made by ZSCSA Communications and Public Relations Manager Brian Hatioka in an interview with Common Radio News at the ongoing Zambia International Trade Fair in Ndola. According to Mr. Hatioka, this move aims to ensure that the mealie meal produced in the country is of high standard and safe for consumption. He notes that by selling quality maize, farmers will contribute to guaranteeing that the Zambian market has access to good mealie meal.
That they can sell maize which is clean, maize that is not contaminated, maize that is looking better. When you have maize that is compromised, that is not looking okay, you separate it and remove it and only sell good maize so that the meal, which is a product coming out of the maize, is not contaminated. So we are urging farmers to sell good maize to the millers and also to the farmers so that we can minimize having compromised maize on the market.
We break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Zambia, it's Bongo Bongo Boss Level Up time. Deposit just 10 kwacha, get free bets, cashbacks, even Bongo Bongo gear.
Your phone, your vibe, your Bongo Bongo moment.
It's not lag, it's Bongo Bongo.
18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, mitengo, zame order, zame nchalandida, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg Chinese, 70 kwacha. 50 kg ondwe, 120. 50 kg repu, 100 kwacha. 50 kg chihuahua, 150. 50 kg lumanda, 600. 50 kg Kalembula, 120. 50 kg Mupilu, 130. 50 kg Impwa, 250. 50 kg Delele, 400. 50 kg Shaba Zafreshi, 650. 25 kg Kandolo, 110. Bokosi ya tomato 360. Onyoni ya white ponchi.